You're listening to the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast.
Artist, musician, guitar aficionado Josh Wilson joins us on the morning show. Josh, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat for a little bit. I am from Texas, so I'm not used to a whole lot of snow, but so it's actually kind of nice to see for a little bit.
For a little bit, that's the key word.
Yeah,
because he's leaving
like
later
maybe
this
a few
afternoon.
Minutes, maybe tens of minutes.
How was Christmas and New Year's? We talked to you just before Christmas got underway, and so how'd it go?
Christmas was awesome. The Christmas tour was great. Took out 30 instruments and recorded them on stage and had a great time doing that. And then after the tour, we went to my wife's family's house in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Spent the week of Christmas there. It was really relaxing, good time. And then went and saw my parents for New Year's. And finally came back to our own house just last week. We had been gone for almost an entire month.
Wow.
So it was good to be home for a little bit.
Sleep in your own bed for a few nights, right?
Yes. No lie. When I wake up in the middle of the night in my own bed, I have no clue where I am. Whereas I wake up in a hotel, I'm like, okay, I know I can find the bathroom, but our house, I wake up and I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Where are we?
How about the Christmas Eve tradition in your family? You told us about the kind of food that you guys enjoy.
Yeah, you know what? At my parents' house, we have Mexican food, usually enchiladas or fajitas. But we're actually with Becca's family. We had barbecue, and it was so good. Actually, my brother-in-law is really into smoking. He's got like a meat smoker, and he did a turkey.
Kind of
not that kind of smoking. He has a meat smoker, and he smoked some pork and turkey and chicken, and it was some of the best barbecue I've ever had. So.
We are talking to Josh Wilson. Josh has just been on tour and is, I believe, heading out on tour yet again.
You don't like your bed enough.
Suddenly,
it confuses me. I don't know where I am.
I was just looking at joshwilsonmusic.com, and I don't know if we're allowed to reveal this yet, but we're going to. You are coming back to West Michigan.
Yes.
With Third Day.
And Colton Dixon.
And Colton Dixon.
On May the 4th. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's actually really is cool. It's kind of surreal for me because I grew up listening to Third Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't tell them that to their face, do you?
No. And you guys don't tell them I said that.
Okay. Josh Wilson just called you old.
Yeah, basically.
No, but to be out on tour, man, that's like really special for me to go out with some guys who are sort of musical heroes of mine.
Sure.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I've not met Colton yet, but I hear great things. And
Colton posed with Flat Stanley for us.
Flat
and
Stanley.
So I'm hoping that you will as well.
I would so much love to pose with Flat Stanley.
Would you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Very good.
We'll post a picture of
Third
Josh.
Day also posed with Flat Stanley, so it'd be like the trifecta.
That's right. Then we have
Perfect.
The whole tour having posed with our very own Flat Stanley.
And then when you are here on tour, we'll bring Flat Stanley and maybe he can be on stage with y'all somehow.
I like that.
We'll figure that out.
Listen, I'll have him play in my band. What can he play?
All of it.
Does he sing flat though?
Yes, he does.
If you didn't go there, I was gonna. So I'm glad you did.
I beat you. I'm not gonna let him sing.
He doesn't need to sing. He just kind of stands there. He's not real loud.
Talking to Josh Wilson, who does some pretty amazing things with multiple instruments on stage. You talk about looping. For anybody who's seen you in concert, I still get requests for Amazing Grace, the way you loop that. What are you looping these days?
Well, first of all, looping is a way to record on the fly. It's a way to sort of bring the recording studio to the stage. It's a pedal, and you step on it. As soon as you step on it, whatever you're playing begins to record. And then you step on it again, and it plays back.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts to loop. So it'll play from the beginning to the end, and then the loop back to the beginning. You can add a second layer, third layer, so you can make it sound like there's 10 guitars playing. So on my Christmas tour, we had 30 instruments on stage. So I'd play a guitar, put it down while that's playing, what we just recorded, then play a piano part, then play a drum part, play a bass part. And so by the end of the song, you sort of built something. And I don't have my exact set worked out for this tour, but my plan is to do maybe a little more extensive looping than just my guitar. Perhaps bring a dulcimer out for I Refuse. We'll see.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And maybe even some like different drums and things like that. So I really want to make it as creative as I can, but I'm still sort of working on that. It starts in a little over a month, so I've got some time to dream that up.
Do you need any help?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you play?
Nothing. But I'm happy to carry things or get you water.
Okay.
Or
can you clap?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very good at the clapping.
You can be my hype girl.
Yes.
Listen, if people aren't into the song, you just hype them up.
Yeah.
I'm done.
And occasionally go, yeah. Things like that.
I think she can do a backflip.
I'll be like,
you know,
I don't
be like,
I can't do it.
Yeah. Like, I don't care. Do it.
What?
Just hype it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There, you got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
I have been practicing Just Dance for a lot over Christmas break. So if you need any background dancers, I can do that too. Okay.
Josh Wilson is our guest this morning. Talk to me about the new music.
Yeah. We got a brand new song. It's called Carry Me. Mm-hmm. And it's actually the title track for the record. I'm very excited. It's a little bit of a different direction for me. I mean, it's still got kind of my singer-songwriter elements, lots of acoustic instruments, but it's a little more pop, kind of more beat-driven. Hmm. We use some drum machines and things like that along with live drums to kind of get a little bit of a fresher sound for me. Cool. And I'm really excited to share the songs with everybody and certainly share the story like behind the title track.
We've got the hype girl lined up to go, and I can be over here doing this.
We're totally going to ruin this. This is what's going to happen. And nobody's going to buy the CD.
No, more people will. You get a hype person, and more. You sell instantly like double the records.
Really?
Yeah, so I'll go from selling 10 to 20.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
We've been talking on the show about encouraging each other with stories of how God pulled us through. You can speak to that, Josh, in a very big way, even in the last few months. Talk to me about your new song, Carry Me, and the story behind it.
Well, Carry Me is a song that I wrote about what I've been dealing with for probably the past 6 or 8 months. Been dealing with a bit of anxiety and even some panic attacks, something I've actually never really had to deal with to this extent. And it was crazy because it didn't really seem like anything brought it on. It just kind of started happening. My first one felt like a heart attack. My chest and arm were just pounding and excruciating pain. I couldn't breathe. I was lightheaded. So my wife, Becca, took me to the emergency room and they said, your heart's okay, but I think you've had just a major panic attack.
Wow.
And it was crazy. I always heard what they were like, but had never had one. And that sort of began a series of them over the next few weeks and months. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, you know, unable to breathe. I couldn't feel my arms and legs. And through all of this, I've really learned in a very tangible way what it means to actually rely on God. The truth is we need God no matter how we're doing in life. During those moments when we're sort of brought to the end of ourselves, we realize, Jesus is the one that's holding all this together. Mm-hmm. So the song is just kind of an honest confession that I'm lost without Jesus and that I need him to carry me throughout each day.
You know, that's amazing because I've had in the last month probably 2 different emails from people telling their story about panic attacks.
Really?
And one of them is a lady that gets them when she goes to church. She's been trying to get plugged back into her church family. You know, the panic attack just takes over. And so she's just been praying and asking us to pray for deliverance from that. So, you know, for somebody like you, an artist who can be vulnerable and say, you know what? I'm human. I've dealt with this.
Yeah.
And I'm relying on God.
That's certainly my prayer with this song is that people will hear these words and first of all say, hey, I can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the only one going through it. More importantly, to realize that Jesus is the one that we need to be leaning into, you know, to not be anxious about anything, but to cast our cares on him. Mm-hmm. And that's what all of this has taught me.
The new song available February 19th, or you can hear it now by listening to 91.3 WCSG.
Dial us up anytime at WCSG.org.